Now we're going to hear about some of the first moves Trump has made as president. He's already signed his first piece of legislation, and we've seen the first move by an executive agency to reverse a policy of the Obama administration. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now. And Scott, tell us about that first bill that Donald Trump signed.
Robert, it's a waiver that allows James Mattis to serve as Trump's defense secretary, even though the former general has been out of the military for less than 7 years. Usually that's the minimum cooling off period to have a new defense secretary to preserve civilian control of the military. In Mattis's case, though, lawmakers were willing to make an exception, and in fact, Mattis was the first Trump nominee confirmed by the Senate this afternoon. The Senate has also confirmed John Kelly, Trump's nominee for Homeland Security Secretary.
Now, we were also told throughout the campaign, in fact, to expect a lot of executive orders from the new president on day one. Is that, in fact, happening?
Well, it's still not clear if we're going to see substantive orders from the new president today. We could, but Trump himself said at a news conference last week that much of the heavy lifting might wait until Monday. Already, though, we are seeing steps from some executive agencies. Just one small example this afternoon from the Federal Housing Administration, or FHA, which halted a planned cut in mortgage interest premiums on home loans. Now, outgoing HUD Secretary Julian Castro had announced just 11 days ago that that rate cut would take effect later this month. He said FHA's finances were in good enough shape they could cut premiums and save homeowners some money. But Trump's HUD nominee Ben Carson was asked about that during his confirmation hearing and said he was caught off guard by the Obama administration's move. So within an hour of Trump's being sworn in today, the FHA came out and said, hold on, we're suspending that premium cut. So that's just one small example of how the incoming administration plans to unravel many of the steps that former President Obama and his team undertook.
Scott, of course, as of today, the White House is under new management. But this being the 21st century, we can also say that the virtual White House is under new management. Tell us about that.
That's right, Robert. The WhiteHouse.gov website got its own digital makeover at the stroke of noon today. Most of the old content disappeared, and we saw a new set of issues dear to the Trump administration put up in its place. So now if you go to WhiteHouse.gov, you see the America First Energy Plan, the America First Foreign Policy. The incoming administration has an ambitious plan to roll back regulations on fossil fuel energy production, to renegotiate trade deals. And, of course, they also want to repeal and replace Obamacare. Now, so far, there is nothing on the White House website about that, perhaps because the Republican replacement for Obamacare has not yet been unveiled. Also today, we saw all of the official White House Twitter handles switched over to the new team. That's important because we know Donald Trump likes to tweet a lot.
And we should note in the matter of Obamacare that its absence from the website, it was matched by its absence from the inaugural address today. Donald Trump didn't mention it.
It was a regular applause line at campaign rallies, but nothing said about it on the west steps of the Capitol today.
NPR's Scott Horsley, thanks.
Good to be with you, Robert.